Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everyone to the Power Hour with Joyce Riley. Today, obviously, Joyce is not here. You are on today's episode with Kurt Haskell. Today's my first show filling in for Joyce, and hopefully you'll all be excited to have me along as we work through today's news. And later, we'll have Patrick Henningsen from 21st Century Wire on, and we're going to talk a little Boston bombing in the second and third hours. I can't tell you what an honor it is to be here today filling in for the iconic Joyce Riley on the show. I'm really excited about it. And today may be the first broadcast ever from Central America for the Power Hour, as we're broadcasting live from Costa Rica, where I'm located. Currently it's 6 a.m. here in Costa Rica. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The roosters are noisy. And it's 76 degrees. I have to give out the ways you can listen to this great show today. And, of course, you can listen live on www.gcnlive.com. Also, www.talkstreamlive.com. We also have mobile apps for the iPhone, the Android, and the Power Hour Android app we also have. Of course, you can listen on shortwave radio also, and the frequencies are 7.490 and 13.845. You can also listen to a replay of the show at 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Central Time on shortwave radio at 4.840. We are only 80 weeks from today away from Election Day. Are you excited about it? There's a lot of talk about who the candidates are and what they stand for. And we'll be talking a little bit of political news today having to do with the political candidates. So that will be kind of exciting. You'll see as I host more shows that I like to talk about politics, law, and false flag terrorism. So if those are your topics of interest, you'll want to listen along. And, of course, today we'll be talking some other news as well. Of course, the U.S. is always involved in some kind of war. And here they are again, rattling the swords in Yemen against Iran. So we'll be talking about that. And, frankly, I can't even keep track of all the wars the U.S. is in lately. You know, it reminds me of the book 1984. Well, we've always been at war with Eurasia or East Asia, or which is it? You know, even in the book, I think they were saying those kind of were the same. But, you know, which is it in the U.S.? Who are we really at war with, and why are we always at war with them? You know, also we'll have some economic news. We're going to talk a little bit about Greece. Obviously, they're getting close to running out of money. What are they going to do about that? You know, we're going to talk about the out-of-control child protective services in some states. And those of you that know my background know that I was an attorney and frequently dealt with child protective services. So I have a bit of personal input on that topic. Also, we're going to do something a little different today. And that's, we're going to talk a little bit of Central American news, a little bit of local news here that I think maybe some of you would be interested in, as our news here isn't always about war, you know, negative news. We actually have positive news here, talking about the environment, animals, and good things like that. So we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
Romans have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Kurt Haskell filling in today for the iconic Joyce Riley. And before we get into the news, we have some wonderful products on sale this week at the Power Mall, where you can look at those products at thepowermall.com. A couple of them I'd like to mention this morning. There are a couple of good DVDs that I've seen, and the first I want to mention is A Noble Lie. Of course, 20 years ago this week, we had the Oklahoma City bombing. And A Noble Lie focuses entirely on telling the true story of the Oklahoma City bombing. The story you haven't heard in the media. The story the government doesn't want you to know. And it's the true story of how the government was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing itself. So I've watched this movie myself. I think it's a great movie. It's by Free Your Mind Films. And also this week, we have another movie by Free Your Mind Films called State of Mind, The Psychology of Mind Control. And that movie, here's the excerpt from Free Your Mind Films about State of Mind. Are we controlled? To what extent and by whom? What does it mean for humanity's future? The enormous implications of these questions deter most of us who must deal with the daily consequences of the answers. State of Mind digs deeply into the sources to reveal that much of that which we believe to be truth has been deception. deliberately implanted in our consciousness to erect a tyranny over the minds of men. So this is another great movie by Free Your Mind Films. This one, I actually have a little bit of personal interest in. I don't profit from it at all, but I am in this movie. So if you want to see me in a movie, this is the only one I've ever been in. So visit thepowermall.com and support our sponsors or support Free Your Mind Films and buy their products. They're on sale this week, so take a look. You can buy them at thepowermall.com or by calling our studios at 877-817-9829. Okay, let's get a little bit into the news today. I'm sure you've all been waiting for. Well, Chris Christie, although he hasn't announced he's running for president, it seems like he's going to be, and he made some statements saying that marijuana is a gateway drug, and as president, he will crack down on marijuana. To me, these comments seem completely out of line with the way public opinion is going in the U.S. We have one state after another, if not legalizing marijuana, legalizing medical marijuana. It seems that there's a growing movement to legalize marijuana. And honestly, in my opinion, I don't believe marijuana is any more harmful than alcohol, and very well might be less harmful than alcohol. There's just a stigma attached to marijuana. And people might not like the smell of it. I understand that. But there's no reason, in my opinion, that marijuana shouldn't be legalized for use in people's homes, at the very least. So, to me, this is a statement by Chris Christie, which should not and probably will not get him a lot of votes if he decides to run for president, but I think he will. You know, what this tells me, there's only one reason, in my opinion, that politicians would want marijuana illegal, and that would be to allow it to be used as a tool for law enforcement to harass people, to pull them over for something else, and to say that they smelled marijuana in order to conduct an illegal search of their vehicles, and to just harass them in general, or even take their property away because they've committed a crime. You find marijuana in their car, now we can do an asset seizure of the car and take it away. And to me, that tells me that Chris Christie is not a person that I want in charge of anything, yet alone the White House. Of course, this also tells me that he is in favor of minor violations like this being on the books in order for the government to collect tax revenue and fill the prisons with people that are nonviolent offenders. Chris Christie, to me, you will have a no vote from me. So let's move on to a little other political news. U.S. Senator Shaheen from New Hampshire is on record as saying it's time to put a woman on the $20 bill. And this week, she has filed legislation to make that happen. Now, on its face, I have no problem with the woman being on the $20 bill, the $10 bill, the $5 bill, whatever bill, all of the bills, all of the coins. I don't really care. It's not important to me, but I don't oppose it. However, when I read this headline, I questioned, why the $20 bill? Why not just say, I want a woman on a bill? I want a woman on a coin? And I got to think about it a little, and I read some articles on this. And this is the reason Senator Shaheen gave, and I quote from ABC News, I think there are a lot of opportunities that we sometimes don't think about to point out the significant contributions women have made in U.S. history. And this is one of those opportunities. Okay, fine. When I went back and read some other articles on the group pushing this agenda, I saw that the reasoning for the push to put a woman on the $20 bill had changed. The initial reasoning was Andrew Jackson was against the bankers and opposed the printing of fiat currency, fiat meaning unbacked by anything. In more recent articles, I've seen that now Andrew Jackson, of course, Andrew Jackson being the person currently on the $20 bill, recent articles say that Andrew Jackson should be removed because he owned slaves and slaughtered Indians. While maybe that is true, it seems to me that the push to remove Andrew Jackson has more to do with bankers not wanting his face seen anywhere. The bankers are in total control of the United States these days, in my opinion. If you control the money, you control the country. The bankers are in such total control of the United States that they're now going down to near the bottom of their checklist of things they've wanted to do but are of lesser importance, that being wiping Andrew Jackson out of people's minds, out of the history of the United States, and putting him in a box with other unknown presidents like Polk, Buchanan, Garfield, presidents like this that nobody knows anything about, that nobody talks about. If he stays on the $20 bill, people are going to ask who he was, what did he do? And, of course, the answers will be he fought the bankers. He destroyed the first Federal Reserve Bank. He balanced the budget, and he was the last person to wipe out the national debt in the United States. All reasons the bankers no longer want to see or hear about Andrew Jackson. And that is the reason for this push to put a woman, not on a bill, but on the $20 bill. Now, we also have some news having to do with Jeb Bush. Of course, Jeb Bush has declared that he is running for president of the United States. And Jeb Bush came out recently and said he is for raising the retirement age. He didn't say when, so that would say to me that probably he will do it sooner. But he wants to raise it to 69, and I'm talking for Social Security purposes. Of course, this will be a widely unpopular idea. And, you know, it seems that every time I hear something come out of Jeb Bush's mouth, I think, boy, that's going to be an unpopular idea. And frankly, I don't know one person that plans on voting for Jeb Bush. But, you know, I got to thinking about this. And to me, it seems that Jeb Bush is not concerned with getting votes. He merely states his opinion. And this got me back to thinking about the night of the 2000 election, George Bush versus Al Gore. And Al Gore was winning, and it was late in election night. And I remember George Bush being interviewed, and he sat in his chair confidently saying he wasn't concerned about what the vote total showed, that he would win. And to me, that's what this reminds me of. And what I'm getting at here is we know for certain that George Bush, at least for certain in my opinion, maybe not in everyone's opinion, that George Bush rigged the 2004 election with the help of Mike Connell via hacking the voting machines in the state of Ohio. And I get that kind of impression, the same one I got from George Bush on election night 2000, when I see Jeb Bush and I listen to what he's talking about, that he feels that he has this election in the bag. And I'm wondering if there's something that he knows that we think may be going on in regards to the voting machines. In regards to the voting machines, TheGuardian.com has indicated this week that Virginia has now decertified its voting machines. And as soon as we get back from this break, we're going to get into why those voting machines were decertified. We'll be right back.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I'm going to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Kurt Haskell subbing in today for Joyce Riley, who cannot be with us today. And before we left for break, I was talking about the state of Virginia and how it had recently decertified its voting machines. And the reason the voting machines were decertified is it was determined that they were too hackable. Now get this. To hack into the voting machines, all you had to do was get in by putting in the password admin, I'm sorry, the username admin, and the password ABCDE. Yes, to hack into voting machines in the state of Virginia. And these voting machines have been in place from 2002 until 2014. So through several presidential elections, of course, we already know the 2004 election was hacked. But, you know, this draws into question other elections in the state of Virginia. The state of Virginia has had some close elections in the Senate and in the House. And, of course, voting machines leave no trail on their voting history or if they were hacked or not. And even worse, the Guardian reports, theguardian.com, these same machines were used in the states of Mississippi and Pennsylvania. And these states have also decertified their voting machines. But how many other states have these voting machines still in place? Remember, it was George Bush, the younger George Bush, who pushed for voting machines to be put throughout the United States due to the hanging Chad debacle in Florida in the 2000 election. And he offered states economic aid so that they could buy the voting machines at a reduced rate. So it was George Bush that put these voting machines, these easily hackable voting machines, possibly widespread throughout the United States. And then, of course, there's the evidence of him hacking the 2004 election. And now we have the recent, in my opinion, strange behavior of Jeb Bush of how he is running his campaign. Now, I can put two and two together and come up with four. And my four is Jeb Bush will be the next president of the United States. And he will not get a majority of the votes. It will be done through an alternate means of hacking into the voting machines. Of course, that's just my opinion. But thinking critically, if your brother had won a contest by cheating and there was a lot at stake for you, billions of dollars possibly, would you not also attempt to cheat in the same way? And the answer is most likely you would. And that's exactly what I see happening with the 2016 presidential election. Now, I may be wrong. The election is 80 weeks away. But early on, and at least at this point, that's kind of how I see the election playing out. You know, and I always look at the Bush family as kind of the apex of criminal behavior in the United States, going back to Prescott Bush and his ties to Nazi Germany, and, of course, the older George Bush, and with him being the head of the CIA. And there's some evidence that he was involved in the President Kennedy shooting in 1963. You know, and there's some evidence that he was involved in the John Hinckley assassination attempt of President Reagan when he was the vice president. You know, and then you have the younger George Bush and all the illegal wars that he got the United States involved in and his involvement in 9/11. And that's kind of what I think is going on here with the election, just kind of how I see it playing out. I'm not a psychic, but again, I can put two and two together. Now, a little more political news. In Kansas, we have Governor Brownback signing a new law into place that bans cruises, lingerie, and other things for welfare recipients. There's a whole long list. This is from opposingviews.com. You know, and my thoughts on this, look, if you don't like welfare, paying out welfare to people, then eliminate it. It's very simple. You don't need to pay it. But you also don't need to have a long list of things that you're not going to cover. We're going to take a break here, and we'll continue with the news after this break.
But always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Kurt Haskell subbing in for Joyce Riley today. Just want to give a shout out to all my friends and family listening this morning on WDRJ Detroit 1440 AM. It was 1 year ago this Saturday that I left Michigan and began a 9-day drive to where I currently reside in Jaco Beach, Costa Rica. So hopefully my friends and family back there in Michigan are listening in today and will continue to listen on my fill-in broadcast for Joyce Riley here on the Power Hour. Back to the news, I was talking about Governor Sam Brownback from Kansas signing a law listing restrictions on what welfare payments could be used for in Kansas. Again, why not just ban welfare payments completely? Instead, the legislature in Kansas took all of this time to list out all of these things the money could not be spent on. Why? Do you not have better things to do with your time? If you have a problem with it, then ban it. It's that simple. See, how I look at this is if you have a list of certain things that the money cannot be spent on, then you have to, and the longer the list, the more government people you will have to hire to enforce the list. So you're going to have to hire an army of people to enforce this long list of provisions that Kansas says you cannot spend your welfare money on. Wouldn't it be more simple and make more financial sense just to stop welfare completely in Kansas? No, I'm not saying that's what should be done. I'm saying this is nothing but political partisan behavior by the legislators and the governor of Kansas. So it may seem that I'm attacking Republicans left and right today, or maybe just right and right, not attacking the left, the Democratic Party today. But that's just a case of what the news is this week. Those of you that know me know that I attack both parties equally. So I'm not some left-wing left-wing supporter. So we'll leave it at that. One more political article today, and then we'll switch topics a little bit here in the news. The LA Times is reporting Obamacare repeal is off the to-do list of Republicans. You know, we've seen, I don't know how many bills that have been proposed in Congress to repeal Obamacare. And, of course, it never passes. But I think it's somewhere in the couple hundred attempts range, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's very high. But now we see that with Republicans on the threshold of controlling the White House, the Senate, and the House, all talk of Obamacare repeal is off the table. And this, as if you don't need any more evidence, this just goes to show that both parties are one and the same. Both parties are big government parties. They want to intrude in your lives until the end of time. They want to take your rights away from you. Both parties. They will not let you be. They will not let you live free. They continually impose more imposing laws on you all of the time. Your opinions, your former opinions, it should be anyway, of what the Republicans and Democrats stand for, no longer come into play. For all intents and purposes, they are the same party, the party of big government, the party of globalism, the party of a one world government. This is more evidence to that fact. Switching gears off politics for a little bit, ISIS has come out with a new video showing the purportedly showing the execution of 28 Ethiopian Christians in Libya. Now, whenever you see a story about an ISIS video, there's always a disclaimer. This video allegedly shows. This video appears to show. Whatever words you want. Pay attention. They all say this. Because the people putting out these videos know that they are propaganda. Look at the production quality of these videos. Think about what it would take to produce these videos. Don't be turned off by the gore. The gore is created in a movie studio. Just like the videos are. Think about it. The most recent video, for instance, shows the 28 Ethiopians being walked down a beach. The video cuts away several times. There's shots of the camera down at water level. There's shots from all different angles. There's shots of the men being beheaded, supposedly, but they never show the entire beheading. They never show the entire execution. Now, if you're a terrorist and you want to create terror, you show the entire execution in full. You don't cut parts of it away. That should be the primary portion of your video. Compare these to true execution videos. It's gory. Trust me. But you need to do it to see what's a real execution video and what's not. Take a look at the Mexican drug cartel execution videos that are on the internet and compare them to ISIS videos. See which one is real and which one is made in a movie studio. Think about it. You're out in the desert. You live in a cave. Do you have 5 or 10 Hollywood-style quality video movie cameras to film these videos from all different angles? When you're marching people to their death, are you going to say, hold it, we need to reshoot that shot? Really? None of these men ever try and escape? Really? They all have the same orange uniforms on? Really? Where are they coming up with all these different sized orange uniforms out in the desert? Seriously, people, these ISIS videos are pure propaganda. You know what they remind me of? They remind me of the bin Laden videos after 9/11, where we would see a skinny bin Laden and then a fat bin Laden. We would see one that was right-handed and the next one left-handed. We would see bin Laden with a gray beard, and the very next video, his beard would be all black with no gray. Now, what is he doing? What was he doing? Dyeing his beard? No. They were propaganda videos, and nobody ever asked the question, what is the chain of custody for the videos? How do these videos get from the Middle East to the U.S. news channels? Are they mailed? Are they sent by camel? How are they received by the U.S. media? And the truth that they don't want you to know is that most of them come from an organization called SITE, S-I-T-E. This is an organization in Washington, D.C., run by Rita Katz. Now, Rita Katz says she obtains these videos by searching on the Internet. Searching on the Internet. As if the NSA, FBI, etc. doesn't have the same or better technology than Rita Katz. Now, I saw an interview of Rita Katz on a news program a few years ago that went to her office in Washington and interviewed her. And they were shocked when all they saw were college kids working on computers and doing web searches. And this is what we're supposed to believe as far as how the U.S. media comes up with their videos. This is why they don't like to talk about it, because it's so unbelievable that college kids doing Internet searches would be able to find these videos over the NSA or the FBI, the CIA. Is it not more credible that Rita Katz is involved in the creation of these videos for sale to the U.S. media for profit? And everyone is kind of in an agreement that for everyone's benefit, for propaganda purposes, this sort of arrangement will be kept hush-hush. And every time I see an ISIS video, that's exactly what comes to mind. They are not credible to me in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. Okay, that's my little rant on ISIS. Let's get into a little other news. As we know, the U.S. economy, it really is not doing very well. Well, here is how bad U.S. economy really is. According to Zero Hedge, prostitutes are suffering. Their businesses are down. They're having to resort to extreme behavior in order to make money. And what they're doing is now they're traveling. They have to travel in order to make money, because they're now going to a new city and offering a new and improved product, being themselves, being they weren't there before, and now they are. They cannot make money like they did, because people don't have the money to spend on luxury goods like a prostitute. Also of note in this article, alcohol as well as gambling is also down. So I guess there really aren't any green shoots, are there, in the prostitution economy. Now, we've talked a little bit about welfare recipients in Kansas and the new law there. Well, in Belarus, the country, President Alexander Lukashenko has now started fining unemployed people. So you can see the extreme difference in how the unemployed or destitute are handled from the U.S. to Belarus. He has decreed that they shall be fined, and his decree states that he wants to stimulate able-bodied citizens to engage in labor activity and fulfill their constitutional obligation to participate in financing state expenditures. Exempted people include minors, disabled people, and the elderly. Under this law, people who haven't worked for at least 6 months and therefore haven't paid taxes must now pay the government $252. So I just thought that was kind of interesting that another country would have such a diametrically opposed view on the destitute as opposed to the United States. Now, I mentioned this at the start of the program. The U.S., of course, is perpetually at war, and now a U.S. warship is headed to Yemeni waters and could block Iranian weapons, according to the Associated Press. In a stepped-up response to Iranian backing of Shiite rebels in Yemen, the Navy aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt is heading towards the waters off Yemen to beef up security and join other American ships that are prepared to intercept any Iranian vehicles carrying weapons to the Houthi rebels. The deployment comes after a UN Security Council resolution approved last week imposed an arms embargo on the Iranian-backed Shiite Houthi rebels. The resolution passed in a 14-0 vote. Russia abstained. So, listen, how many wars can the U.S. be involved in at one time, all of which seem to not benefit the people of the United States at all? You know, at what point are the people of the United States going to say, enough is enough? We don't want our tax dollars being spent on Yemen, on Iraq, on Libya, on Ukraine, and whatever other countries you want to name. But here we are again. Like I said earlier, it's like the novel 1984, where the United States is perpetually at war, and no one can even keep track of who the parties are. You know, half these wars are fought through third-party groups. Who does the United States even back? We can't even keep track. It's so convoluted. And it just goes to show how really messed up U.S. foreign policy currently is, that the U.S. now could possibly risk getting involved in a shooting war with Iran over Yemen. Kind of disgusting to me. In Greek news, stunned Greeks react to initial capital controls and the decree to confiscate reserves. They're not happy about it. Another article from Zero Hedge, several hours after the Greek government decreed the confiscation of local government reserves, this order has finally percolated among the population, and the response to what even ordinary Greeks realize is now the end game is less than exuberant. Bloomberg reports that as Greece struggles to find cash to stay afloat, local authorities say they oppose a government decision to use their reserves for short-term financing. The government's decision to seize our reserves not only raises legal and constitutional issues, but also a moral one. The Greek situation has been horrible for years. The Greek government has been in decline for several years, and it can't pay its bills. It should have defaulted years ago. What the Greek government is doing is basically taking every asset that's not bolted to the ground and either spending it or using it to pay debt payments to the bankers. Alexis Tsipras was elected just a couple months ago on a platform that he would take it to the bankers and he would restore Greece to what it was before it was in banker control. But that's not what we're seeing from Alexis Tsipras and his party, Syriza. We're seeing in my opinion, them catering to the bankers in every way possible. And by the time this is all over with, the Greek citizens will be left with nothing. They will be left with a country that is completely broke and assetless. And that's not what should have happened if Greece had elected leaders that actually represent the people. But it may be foreshadowing of what may happen in the United States at some point in the near future. Texas's governor will sign shortly a bill supporting open carry of firearms. And as soon as we get back from the break, we'll talk about this story as well as a few other news stories. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Kurt Haskell again subbing in for Joyce Riley today. We'll continue here with a bit of the news. As I was talking about before we went to break, Texas governor is preparing to sign an open carry bill in regards to handguns in Texas. According to the New American, with passage of a bill allowing open carry by the Texas House of Representatives on Friday, 96-35, Texas will shortly join the lengthening list of states, allowing its citizens to do so while reducing to just five those states that don't. Governor Greg Abbott said he would sign any bill that expands Second Amendment rights. So I'm in favor of this law with one caveat, that being, why does one need a permit for open carry at all? Under this law, you still need a permit from the state of Texas to open carry. It seems to me that the Second Amendment right to bear arms is rather clear when it says that the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Doesn't say anything about permits. Doesn't say anything about exceptions. Doesn't say anything about the state being able to pass laws to infringe on that constitutional right. So it's a move in the right direction, although, like I said, I don't believe permits should even be necessary. The FBI admits flaws in hair analysis over decades. According to the Washington Post, the Justice Department and FBI have formally acknowledged that nearly every examiner in an elite FBI forensic unit gave flawed testimony in almost all trials. Remember this for our discussion later when we talk about the Boston bombing. Gave flawed testimony in almost all trials in which they offered evidence against criminal defendants over more than a two-decade period leading up to 2000. The cases include those of 32 defendants sentenced to death. Death, of course, the Boston bombing trial, death penalty portion is starting this week. Of those, 14 have already been executed or died in prison. The group said under an agreement with the government to release results after the review of the first 200 convictions. So why does the FBI get the benefit of the doubt in court or the media? Again, they're not credible. We've seen it time and time again. It seems that every or nearly every case where there's a terrorism arrest, the FBI is involved. I frankly have a hard time even coming up with one case of terrorism where the FBI was not involved in some way, shape, or form. And now we have this. They're providing flawed evidence in trials and sending people to death. And 14 of them have already died. There's no way to fix it. You can't let those people out of prison. So, again, if you're on a jury and you have an FBI agent testifying, don't give him the benefit of the doubt. Weigh his opinion, his testimony, equally to other people. Or maybe even give him less credibility than other people.